Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to have a very, very special guest. But first, let us go ahead and go to Psalm 138, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We ask, would this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? And we ask, would you bless all the listeners, even our guests, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And on tonight, we're going to have the pleasure of speaking with Miss Cassandra Robinson. She's from The Voice. She was one of the top 48 artists in season 9. She has had the opportunity to sing background for individuals like Patti LaBelle, Celine Dion, Michael Bolton. She has traveled all over the world. She has a phenomenal voice. She has been on so many shows. And so without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others Miss Robinson. Miss Robinson, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Thank you so much, Dr. Love, for having me. Such a blessing to be on the line with you tonight.
Thank you so much. And do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your career as a singer?
No, I certainly don't.
All right. When did you first start singing?
I actually started singing at the very tender age of about 4 or 5. I started singing professionally in children's productions at 6 years old. So literally all my life I've been singing, and it's my true love.
That's good. That's good. Now, so what did your family do to really encourage you to sing? How did you really know that singing was your niche? What happened?
Well, for one, I was always singing. And so, you know, there was rarely a moment around our home when I wasn't singing or, you know, offering some form of song or worship. It was just my favorite pastime, my favorite thing to do. The thing that my parents did to encourage the gift is my mother trusted other individuals like playwrights and musical directors and teachers and instructors. She trusted them with my gift to take it and to continue to develop it and to improve on my instrument. And by that, I mean, you know, allowing me to travel and to be a part of major productions and things of that nature that, you know, helped to grow and to groom the gift in me. So those are the things my family did to encourage it. They would always be in support of the music in me, whether it was a school play or a church musical or a gospel concert. My family has always been a major support system, and today I am eternally grateful for my family's support.
Good. Okay. Now, who are some of your musical inspirations? Who inspires you as a musician?
Wow. That's That's always a little bit of a difficult question because I have so many. But if we had to go with the top three, I would probably have to say Maddie Montfort, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, maybe even John P. Key. I mean, all of them have very powerful voices. Maddie Montfort and the Clark sisters, her daughters, they had that power, but they also had that ability to do some jazzy things and diversify their tone. And so those things were very attractive to me as a developing singer and artist. And John P. Key just had that ability to write the perfect church song, the perfect choir song that everybody knew and loved and could sing along to. And I aspire to all of those things. So I think those would have to be maybe the top three that I can think of at the moment that had a pretty big impact on me and my career.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your new single that you have out, your new project?
Yeah, it's actually the full CD is out now. I released the dual single. The last time you and I spoke, I only had the single release. And now, thankfully, today, the full album was released. And so we give the Lord praise for that. We're so excited about the record, and it seems to be doing very well right out of the gate. But it's entitled Hold On. Hold On is the title track of the full album. And I feel like every song on the record is a reflection of my life in some way. I feel like I've lived these songs for the past 10 years or greater. So it's a culmination of a lot of things, but it's all done in Lord's timing. So I'm excited.
That's great. And we have the pleasure of having one of the songs, How Great, that your manager, Miss Gladys Moore, sent. Is it okay if we play that right now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. This particular song is a worship medley, part one, How Great, by Miss Cassandra Roberts.
Right. And there's a feature on there of Nicole Banyan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, can you tell us a little bit, Miss Cassandra, about what really inspired you to write that song, How Great?
Well, actually, that song was one of the ones that was not written by myself. It was written by the incomparable David Binion and Joshua Dufresne and Israel Houghton. They wrote that song together, and Nicole Binion is a very good friend of mine, and Covenant Church had released the song already, and I heard it. And it just hit my spirit so deeply, and I asked their permission to re-release the song as a duet with Nicole and I, and she very graciously accepted. So the song just means so much to me. I mean, how great is our God? I mean, that's a message for the masses. And if there was ever a time that we needed to realize and be reminded of the greatness of our God, we're certainly living in that time.
Exactly right. Okay, great. Now, you had an opportunity to interview with Miss Yolanda Adams. Now, tell us a little bit about what outlets that you're interviewing on, and tell us a little bit about your experience with your interview with Miss Adams.
Oh, it was a phenomenal experience. Yolanda and I are friends, and I've known her for many years, and there's such a beautiful sisterhood there, and so it was great to finally be there with her as her guest, promoting my own music as opposed to me doing a collaboration or as a background vocalist or support of someone else. And I certainly don't mind that, but this is the time that the Lord has sanctioned for me to be out front and, you know, to be the soloist. And so she was just so happy and just very celebratory of this moment, and it was fun, it was laughter, but, you know, there was a word there, the word that she spoke over my life, I was able to speak word back over her life, and it was a beautiful exchange that happened, and, you know, thankfully she is playing the music, the new music from the record, and in full support of it, so I am just still overwhelmed with gratitude.
Amen. Congratulations. Okay. What upcoming projects do you have at this time?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure I understand the question.
Okay. What upcoming projects do you have at this time?
You mean travel and engagements and things of that nature?
Yes. Like, are you working on any more projects? Yes.
Okay, well, I do work as a music producer. I have a co-producer and a team of producers that I work with, and so we're always working with different artists and things of that nature and writing music for them. But more immediately, I'll definitely be going out. Gladys Moore, who is a phenomenal manager, my manager, has pretty much booked me solid through the end of the year. And so we will be traveling quite often and going to different churches and sharing, you know, the great gospel of this music and sharing it, you know, across the city and certainly across the country through the end of the year. And so that is in the immediate forecast for me. It's going to be quite strenuous at times, but the Lord gives us the strength to do His will. And so that's what we'll be doing, and I'm excited about it.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Would you like to add anything else that maybe have not been said or anything?
Well, I just want to just encourage God's people and those who are listening, you know, saved, unsaved, church, unchurched, preached, unpreached. I want to encourage people with this album to hold on to God. There's another track that I believe Gladys also sent you, and it's called Hold to His Hand. And it's a play on the old school hymn of Hold to His Hand, one that goes into, you know, the whole verse about time is filled with swift transition. You know, that is the day that we are living in now, you know, with all of the social ills that we are facing, the untimely, senseless deaths and killings of African-American men, you know, a newly elected controversial president that we have in office right now, and all of these things that put people on edge and cause people to lose hope and lose sight of their vision and lose perspective. This album is meant to bring a spirit of hope, to bring a message of encouragement, that our hope is in the Lord, and that if you will lift your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help, and realize that all of your help comes from the Lord, if we will do what we are instructed in the word of the Lord, to seek the face of God, humble ourselves and pray, and turn, I believe that God will heal our land. And so many of these songs are preaching that message. Don't give up. Keep the faith. Believe. You can do it through the faith and through the power of God. And that's my message tonight. Hold on and don't ever give up, because God is concerned about you.
That's right. And how can individuals contact you for interviews or purchase your music?
Absolutely. Well, to contact me for interviews or to purchase the music, it is today released on all digital music outlets. The hard copy CDs are not in yet, but it is released on all digital music outlets. That's your Google Play, Amazon, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and all digital music outlets. It's available. It will soon be also available in Walmart and Target and other major music outlets as well. To contact me for interviewing or for engagements to come to your church or your conference, please contact my manager, Gladys Moore, at 214-392-2788, or her email is capcorn, C-A-P-P-C-O-R-N, at AOL.com.
Amen. And Ms. Cassandra, I thank you so much for taking out the time to interview with me. I know you have a hectic schedule. May God continue to bless you in your endeavors. And please tell your manager thank you for allowing you to interview with me.
Thank you for having me. I don't take it lightly. I sincerely appreciate your interest in us and your support of this ministry. So thank you for having us on the Our Freedom Love Show.
Thank you so much. You have a great night.
Thank you. The very same to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Gladys Robertson. And actually, she was just coming from Houston, Texas, and she made time to interview with me on the AfreeToLoveShow.com. Please check her out. She was on The Voice, and also she has a new CD out entitled Hold On. That particular just phrase right there, Hold On, is just amazing, because each and every day of our lives, we're holding on to God's promise. We're holding on to God's perfect plan. So be sure. Radio outlets, if you want to interview Ms. Cassandra, please be sure to get into contact with her manager. If you need the information, you can email me, or you can listen to this particular episode again, because she did give the information. And I want to thank Ms. Gladys Moore for reaching out and allowing me to interview Ms. Cassandra. So please check her out. She's on YouTube. You can listen to her music. She has a great voice. If she comes to your church, please support her. She's traveled all around the world. I was listening to the Yolanda Adams Show, and she's been to Africa. So please be sure to support her ministry. And once again, today is the official day in which her new album was released, Hold On. Amen? Amen. Listen. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. Or they can also go to freetoloveshow.com and click on number one love radio, freetoloveshow.com and click on number one love radio. Or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on number one love radio. I would love, love, love for you to participate and listen to the freetoloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook Alfreda Love at Alfreda Love or Dralfreda Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. If you have any gifts, if you're a community leader, if you're a radio host, TV personality, actress, Grammy Award winner, if you just sing around your house, please be sure to email me, okay, because I would love to have you on the ministry, especially if it's for something positive. All right, so be sure to let me know about all of your great endeavors. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for each and every person. Pray for your family members. When you pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one and call out exactly what they need. And then pray for yourself, and then pray for those you do not know and those you know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we must continue to pray for each and every person. It's very important. In addition to that, I want you to understand and recognize that we have a website, and we're actually getting ready to change the cover of some of our particular pages here. But I want you to go to AlfredaLoveShow.com, and you're going to hear some music when you go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. Let everything that has breath, amen, praise the Lord. So go ahead and go to AlfredaLoveShow.com, and we'll turn it down as soon as we get there, AlfredaLoveShow.com. All right. Okay. On this particular website, once again, call in, or if you're a guest, please be sure to dial 347-843-4981. We have exactly 160 individuals online right now. If you want to interact, call 347-843-4981, or you can just call and listen. You don't have to interact. Or you can just go to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on number one love radio and click on the link and listen. Or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com and click on the link and listen, okay? Well, I want you to know, for all the newcomers, because I have about 10 newcomers, please just feel at home and you're welcome. This is the AlfredaLoveShow.com. You see many different pictures here of actors, actress, songwriters. You see many different pictures. So please be sure to support these individuals. So I'm going to actually change up the pictures a little bit. But this first page, we have so many individuals here. So please be sure to support them. When you go to fashion and makeup, you see many different individuals who specialize in that. So please be sure to check out their sites or their pages and support what they're doing. For event planners, we have that as well. If you have any booking requests, fill that information out. If you want to be a guest on the AlfredaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com, all you have to do is send them an email at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. In addition to that, if you go to Building a Brand Spiritual Vehicle, this was one of our online courses. You can take a sample of that. If you like it, just email me, and I will send you more samples. It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right, Speaker Showcase, as I said before, we're building a speaker's bureau. And actually, we have many different other speakers. We just have to enlarge this particular site here, okay? All right. Let's go ahead and move on to gospel legend Sister Yolanda Adams. Sister Yolanda Adams, a legend, and everyone knows that. And actually, I want you to check out her new radio show. As I said before, she's on Amazing 102.5 weekdays from from 5 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. She did interview Ms. Cassandra Robertson this morning, and she also interviewed with Mr. Marcus Wiley. So please be sure to support them. I know Mr. Wiley does a lot. He's a professor, and he does a lot of comedy and clean comedy, so please be sure to support what he's doing as well. And so this is Sister Yolanda Adams, all right? Also, here is gospel legend Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you remember, Sister Eddie Ruth was here on my birthday on last year, December the 18th. Yeah. Oh, okay. December the 18th. And we had a talent show, and Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford was one of our special guests who came all the way from Memphis, and she helped judge. And so I had a great birthday present, and I really enjoyed Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. But what you need to know is that she's a gospel artist, for those who are new or didn't know. And her music has been displayed in many movies. God's going to really bless her pretty soon. He's already blessing her. But Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford is a phenomenal woman of God, and her ministry is excellent. So please YouTube her, check her out, and also support her. Look at her CDs and grab one of her CDs and just enjoy. She has traveled many different places, and she is a legend. She's well known for her hit song, Too Close to the Mirror, so please be sure to check her out. Community journalists, these are the individuals, or some of the individuals, who give the latest and greatest information as far as news is concerned. We have Sister Joy Reed, MSNBC. We have Daily Beast, Miss Goldie Taylor, and then, of course, AfritaLoveShow.com with Dr. Afrita Love. And of course, I'm going to add some more because I've met a couple of other individuals. I joined this organization, and I met some national TV hosts that I didn't know existed. And so we've connected now, and so I'm going to add more individuals. But I definitely want you to check out AfritaLoveShow.com with Dr. Afrita Love. Dr. Afrita Love, this is a very new show, StellarGospelMusic.com. I'm new to the industry. God has called me to do some things concerning education and radio and gospel. And so I'm pretty new to the scene, so you're going to hear this name a lot because I want to connect with individuals. And we're building a brand with AfritaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. And so we want to really do some things to edify the kingdom as well as to help enhance our education system. You're going to hear some news pretty soon from an organization concerning the show and things of that nature. But I want you to know that please check out AfritaLoveShow.com. We have some great things going on. God has blessed us in the StellarGospelMusic.com. And so I wanted to tell you, if you have any news, gospel news, if you have any type of media news that's positive or anything like that, please be sure to send it to me because it can go on my magazine. Now I'm going to tell you with the magazine, we're going to have a lot of fashion in there. And if you have some events coming up, especially in December or January, please be sure to submit them because this particular book is going out, God's will, in December. And it's going to be electronic, and I want you guys to see it. It's going to highlight different gospel artists, highlight different people. It's going to highlight politics and things of that nature, but it's going to be positive. And so if you have any news, feel free to send it to me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, all right? Because we're trying to build a brand, and we really want to connect with individuals who are doing great things. And I'm going to be very honest with you. One of the magazines that I've been studying is Miss Oprah Winfrey's magazine. I've been looking at it, and I really love the way her templates are. I love the way she formulated her magazine. And so what I do is I go out and I get the best of best, and then I study it. And then from studying it, it gives me an idea, okay, this is what greatness looks like, you know. And so you have to be real strategic, right? And so we're going to have an electronic magazine. All right, when we look at authors list, if you're an author and you have a book, please be sure to send your book. Please be sure to send it. You know, we can do a review on it, or you can send it. You can let me know what the title is and things of that nature, and I can add it to our book list. Then, of course, health. We still have the same video up, and we're going to add some more things about health. So please be sure to check that out. All right? Now let's go to StellarGospelMusic.com. stellagospelmusic.com, stellagospelmusic.com. All right, on this particular page, you see stellagospelmusic.com, number one love radio, afraidofloveshow.com. You see many different pictures, okay? When you scroll down, as soon as my computer catches up, when you scroll down, you will see many different gospel artists. You will see new gospel music projects, which I have so many individuals. You'll see Yolanda Adams again, and you'll see Pastor Winans. Please be sure to listen to Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me. Also, we have the Stellar Gospel Music Magazine. We have a new look. We have KTSU 90.9, Bridging the Gap with Sister Kim Burrell. Be sure to check her out. Please submit all of your music, new artists, to emonya_love@yahoo.com. As you all know, Miss Yolanda Adams is back on. And just be sure to just check out this website and enjoy, okay? About this particular ministry, this is an international ministry. How can that be? Well, because we're online and because we reach so many people all around the world, I want you to know that I am a child of God. I'm a passionate leader, and I take this very seriously. This is, you know, it's a hobby, but also I'm working for God, so I'm going to do my very best. So if you want to be on the ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to contact me, you can contact me via email at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can fill out this form, name, email, subject, message, and click submit. For the services, of course, you know this is a radio station. We have book studies. We have books. We have events. We're going to have the Santa's Toy Store. We have blogs, and I'm going to give you more information about that. All right, get ready to mark your calendars. Okay, so we have the Praise Festival, which is coming up. And actually, I believe that's going to be on next week. You're going to see it on my Facebook page. So check out our Free to Love Facebook page, and it'll be open page, okay? We're going to that, and we're going to serve as media. All right. Then we have Sister Vicki Winans, and she's coming on one of the campuses that I attend at school, one of the best campuses in the world, Texas A&M. And so she will be in Texas. So make sure that you attend those events. In addition to that, then we have the Santa's Workshop, where we will have so many toys and things for the kids and the families to choose from, and they would be very cheap. And I'm already reaching out to different media outlets as well as advertisements, and we're going to advertise this pretty big. I'm getting ready. I'm praying to God. I'm getting it in my mind, and we're going to advertise it. It's going to be pretty big. So I want you guys to come out to the Bellmead Civic Center on December the 3rd and the 10th. On December 3rd, it's going to start a little bit later because we have a ceremony recognizing family members and friends who have gone on. But so December 3rd will be a different time, but December 10th, we will have an earlier time as well. So we will be here for two different Saturdays. So I want you to come out, and I want you to enjoy and save some money as well, okay? December 3rd and 10th, put it on your calendar. Meet me at the Bellmead Civic Center, all right? All right, in addition to that, just make sure you continue to pray unto God. You know, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I want to thank God, my family, my friends. I want to thank the gospel artist. I want to thank my co-hosts. I want to thank all of you, those who have connected with me. I'm going to contact you momentarily. Appreciate that. Continue to pray one for another. Continue to be encouraged because God is good and he is great. And so we want to continue to just do the will of God. We want to make sure that we are a light in this dark world, and we want to make sure that we continue to do what God asks us to do, which is love each other. Amen? Amen. And so continue to pray. Continue to believe. Continue to trust in God. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. Be sure to text somebody, tell somebody that the iFreeToLoveShow.com was on. Be sure to tell them that God is able and God is good. And be sure to just continue to do the will of God, continue to walk in the will of God, and just be sure to thank God for each and everything. We're going to get started back on our regular schedule. I'm feeling a little bit better. I was a little bit under the weather, but we're going to start back on our regular schedule. And just continue to pray because God is good. He's done some wonderful things. Once again, I want to reiterate, please connect with Miss Cassandra Cleveland Robinson. She's in Dallas, Texas. She has a new album, Hold On. Be sure to check it out. If you want to contact her, please be sure to listen to this particular ministry again and contact her manager and schedule some interviews on your radio station. And also go to Amazon and different outlets and support her music, Miss Cassandra Cleveland Robinson. She's right down the street and around the corner in Dallas, Texas. Amen. So please be sure to support her. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfroDeLoveShow.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, you take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Abby Lit.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.